Denver, do you guys still have the rookies here for like not orientation, but I can't remember what the word I'm looking for. Is next week or is that? You know,
rookie school. No, we're actually able to accomplish that during the course here of the off-season program. So that is new. So the rookies will be done today also.
So what's your message when everybody gets out of Dodge here today, or before everybody gets out of Dodge here today?
Well, it's a continuation of a message, really. We actually had our last team meeting yesterday. Had a chance for strength and conditioning to stand up and talk about expectations over the next 5 weeks, nutrition, the training staff, my final message, because there's so much that's been invested into this offseason and now the individual time to continue the commitment to make sure they're ready for training camp, clearly laid out the expectations of the start of training camp and what to expect, really what we're going to do once they get back. So this is normal, but you're always educating your first-year players, and, we have a lot invested here. We got a lot of work done. Actually, the workload is significantly higher than last year, just going through all of our data and meeting with the medical staff and our strength and conditioning staff. We're actually going to cut practice back way back today on their recommendation just because of what we've been able to get done to this point too. So because of the Friday practice, the Tuesday and the Wednesday practice were over the top of the quality and the quantity. And so we're gonna be short today. So I feel really good about the amount of work we were able to get done. Just going back through the training camp schedule with the coaching staff this morning. We had our final staff meeting 6:30 this morning, went through training camp schedule one last time. It lays up really nice for us, because the way the games fall, it's gonna, I prefer family night on a Saturday night, so that's gonna work out nicely, and that'll be our last install. So things are really, really laid up for a great training camp. We're looking forward to stepping away here for a few weeks as coaches, and the players will finish up today with a light practice, as I've already stated.
Mike, is there during this period, 5 weeks away with the players going from the facility and everything else, is there a certain amount of trepidation or worrying on the part of head coaches and GMs about what the players might be up to, what might happen either in training or off the field as well?
I do not worry. I don't worry a whole lot, really, once you get past the 4th of July. I think it's only normal for everybody to go home and be with their families, and they need that. They've been grinding here. I mean, this has been you think about what a college athlete goes through in his senior year, building up to a senior year season, plays the season, then he trains the whole, February, March, April, into the draft, then he gets drafted, he goes right into an off-season program, and this is really the first time these guys have had a chance to, in a sense, just catch their breath a little bit, because they got to continue the commitment and continue the level of training. It's so important for them to stay in a routine. So we spent a lot of time educating, talking about it. I have confidence in these guys that they'll do it. The veterans are, they've been through it before. The second-year players, you can see, definitely the difference in the guys that have really hit this off-season program hard. So I feel confident they will. But yeah, you worry a little bit about it, but I think it's only natural in the National Football League, whether you're a player or coach. Once you get past the 4th of July, you start looking towards that, July 24th date. I know I do. So, we come back as a staff on the 24th, but I mean, most of us will come back, 17th, 15th, somewhere in there. But it's a little bit like that with the players, because they know it's right around the corner, and and when it gets on you fast. And training camp's a whole different deal. So, yeah, they're gonna, everybody will blow out of here today. And I wouldn't say you always worry about them. So I mean, just knock on wood.
Like, when do you cut the staff loose? How many more days for you guys before you disperse for your vacation?
I'm just hoping the players and the staff don't wreck going out to the parking lot at the same time. So, yeah, this is this has been a long, concert, traffic, everything. So this has been a hard off season. So that's the way you want it. And because with that, we got a lot of work done. So the staff will be done today after practice.
Mike, at this point in the season, do you have any idea what kind of team is starting to come together for you after spending this time with both the veterans and now the new players?
Well, you have to be practical because the environment and the climate that we practice in. But we're athletic. I can clearly say that. We're an athletic football team. If I was going to, you know, something that jumps out at you on the field, and especially when you can see it in your big guys. I mean, you know, obviously better be athletic in your perimeter players, but I would say our athletic ability is high. I mean, that's something I really like the classroom transition to the field. I think a number of our younger guys have done a really good job with that, probably higher than most years. So that's a definite positive this time of year. But yeah, we all know, let's be honest, you don't really know until you get to the pads, and then you really, really don't know until you get to the games. So, but we're taking the right steps.
Like Jeff Gray transitioning from college football in Canada to your game, what are the challenges there, and what do you like about him?
The mental part of it, outstanding. Extremely intelligent. He's really grabbed a hold of it. That's been impressive for James Campen, you know, Jeff Blasco. We went through the whole depth chart this morning, you know, position by position, you know, with the assistant coaches. But this is a different, you know, it's a different level of playing here than where he's been. So the speed of the game is what he needs to work on, and I think when the pads get on, it'll probably help him, you know, because he'll probably excel more in the phone booth setting, because this has been wide open edge football, particularly because our focus has been so heavy on the passing game.
Mike, you've talked in the past about players handling success at different stages of their careers. I'm curious what you've seen from Lane Taylor this year as he's kind of gone about his business this offseason as a starter, you know, going into a year for the first time.
I thought Lane did exactly what he was supposed to do this year. He kept his nose down, and he just played. He played hard. He was physical. I thought he played extremely well in the run game. He did some really good things in pass protection, but most important, he was there every game. So, I mean, he was hurt during the NFC Championship game. But so he's got that under his belt, and I think Lane has taken a huge step. He was here from the time the season ended. I don't think there was too many days in January or February or March, even before the offseason program started, where I didn't see Lane Taylor in there working out. So highly committed, and I think he's taken a big step in the offensive line room as far as leadership. So he is setting himself up for an outstanding season.
Do you have any lingering injury issues for guys who may or may not be ready for the start of camp, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll know and can't talk about it till training camp, I guess. But we have I would say we're relatively healthy for this time of year compared to prior seasons. So going into the practice, just the injury conversation was rather small.
Think Corey Linsley will be ready for the start of it, Mike?
I would think so. I mean, I don't see the reason why he wouldn't be unless there's, you know, some type of setback.
Mike, at the annual meeting, you talked about how you were going to make a few changes in your offseason program. And a minute ago, you talked about how you're kind of ahead of your workload has been more than you expected. Is that a byproduct, you think, of those changes?
Definitely, because the emphasis has been so pass heavy. Our space drills have been more than the past years. So the change of direction, the short area, stress and workload is significantly higher. So, and with that, it points to my comment about the athletic ability of our football team.
You think your roster's set, or do you want to add a guy or two, or do you think you're pretty well set?
That's really, I mean, that's an ongoing focus. You know, I don't see us making any changes. We have guys coming in working out next week, and I mean, that never stops. So,
how about long snapper and punter? Do you feel pretty good there, or you only have one guy?
I mean, once again, we'll know more in training camp. But you know, I thought the quality of work was good, solid for this time of year. I mean, they're both new, so
right, yeah.
I mean, we'll get more into the live drills and padded drills and games. We'll know more.
Mike, Hart is a smart guy. Obviously, he's an engineer by trade. Mm-hmm. Does that translate into football smarts, and is that a position that needs a lot of football smarts?
Well, it helps, you know, definitely. I mean, it's just like anything else. I think we all have ability to gain knowledge, some at higher levels than others, but it's a whole different trait to apply knowledge. So, but yes, it definitely helps him, and I think he's built himself a nice foundation. He's off to a good start.
Mike, yesterday I asked Turgo something about Lowry moving up and down the line, and he said that he can't talk scheme, because if he talks scheme, he's going to end up in coach's office. I was wondering, how long did it take to get your staff kind of unified with what you let them or allow them to speak about in public?
Well, that's a little dramatic, but hey, it's that time of year.
Of
I like drama questions in June.
There's no drama in that question. Yeah, so, zero drama.
Well, you don't want to get a reputation around here for drama, but I don't know about calling them in my office. We have a very general outline for how we deal with the media. You know, I have one. I don't even want to call it a role. It's a focus. Is don't create questions for others in the locker room, and that's my focus when I stand up here, and that's what I ask of the assistants, and that's what I ask of our players. So, and hey, let's be honest. I mean, do you guys know the difference between scheme and personnel? I'm not.
I do, yeah.
Okay, well, sometimes the questions don't really. I'm not really sure based on the way the questions go sometimes. So, help me out here, Larry.
Mm-hmm. Two more, please.
I might be teetering on the edge of that here on disruption.
Hey, Bill, you flew over the line a long time ago. So I got here. Let's be real.
But you don't have Julius and Dayton, and those guys give you flexibility with the elephant spot. Mm-hmm. I'm really on the line, on the edge here. Do you have to change things because you don't have that elephant spot?
Well, it's really about opportunity. Yes, I mean there are multiple position players that they can play the 1-3 in a pass rush situation. They also played the elephant where they can play the 6, 7, and 9. So, and really, Dayton was actually really developed at the 5 technique too. So, that's flexibility. That's what you're looking for. I think Dean Lowry's giving you that. Kenny Clark. Probably maybe our best, most improved second-year player going through this phase right now. He looks great. So it's just really creating those opportunities for those other guys. I mean, Kyler's had an outstanding offseason. He's put on weight. And so and you got to look for, the young guys always, someone will jump out here in a padded practice. That's usually how it goes. But, yes, I wouldn't say we have the exact, body type or experience level right now that we've had with Dayton and Julius. I'm stating the obvious, but there'll definitely be more opportunities for guys playing more than one position or one technique.
Mike, are there any guys that you have to go to and say, have them tap the brakes a little bit on training? I think specifically last year, Corey Linsley was pushing so hard to get back to his injury during this time that he re-injured it. I know it was kind of like Wayne's question there, that kind of concern, but are there guys that you have to worry about overtraining in this period?
I mean, that's an excellent question. I think that's all part of continuing education. I know, we had our physicals on Monday, so meeting with our nutritionist Adam and meeting with the medical staff and with Flea, going through just the body compositions in itself. I mean, our guys are in great shape, especially for this time of year. So there's really no red flags. So I mean, that's a reflection of, the players' commitment to the program. The program's, been laid out the right way, and they need to take that into this 5 weeks. So I would say no, but you're always – it's all part of the continuing education, because the meeting we've had this week on just the conditioning of our guys, it's as good as I can remember.
I know you guys have sent some of your players to Dr. Anderson before down in Charlotte. Now he's coming up here, I guess, to work with Pat. I'm not sure exactly how the relationship works with you guys, but having a guy close by like that, what does that mean for your players?
I'm ecstatic about it. I mean, I think it's not only a great thing for the Green Bay Packers, it's a tremendous asset to our community. I mean, Dr. Anderson's the best in the business. I mean, every foot ankle injury that I've been a part of, as a head coach, his name always comes up, and it's been that way for 20 years, in my 20-plus years in the National Football League. So having Dr. Anderson in our community is outstanding, and I'm thrilled that Bellin and Dr. McKenzie and Dr. Anderson, what they're developing over here with Titletown Orthopedics.
Thank